Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Magazine here on Sun Sounds of Arizona. I'm your volunteer reader, Casey Sheehan. This week's episode is jam-packed, so let's get to it. Copper State Ballers, historical figures in the Arizona College hoops pantheon. By the editorial staff. Morris Udall, UA, 1941 to 1942, 1946 to 1948. The St. John's, Arizona native was a skilled hoopster despite having only one eye due to a childhood accident. Udall's UA career was interrupted by military service during World War II, but he was still part of an 81-game home court winning streak that included two Border Conference championships. In 1948, Udall became UA's first professional basketball player as a member of the Denver Nuggets of the NBA. He later represented Tucson for 30 years in Congress and ran for the Democratic presidential nomination in 1976. Udall published his autobiography, Too Funny to Be President, in 1988 and died in 1998. Ted Wolk, ASU, 1957 to 1982. Before there was Lute Olson, there was Wolk. After starting his coaching career at Xavier University, the Wisconsin native gave Arizona its first taste of collegiate hoops excellence, leading the Arizona State University Sun Devils to three Elite Eight appearances, 1961, 1963, and 1975, and nine NCAA tournaments overall. He compiled a 406 to 272 record over 25 seasons at ASU, one of only four coaches with 400 victories at one school when he parted ways with the program in 1982. He passed away at age 83 in 2003, just months after being inducted into the Pac-10 Hall of Fame. Fred Snowden, UA, 1972 to 1982. The Wildcat basketball program needed a boost with the opening of the 14,688-seat McHale Center in 1973. So UA hired Snowden, at the time, the second-ever African-American head coach at an NCAA Division I school. Nicknamed the Fox because of his cool demeanor, Snowden brought in talent from his Michigan connections. The Snowden era included six seasons in the Western Athletic Conference and four in the Pacific 10 Conference. His teams reached the NCAA tournament twice, including the Elite Eight back in 1976 when he became the first black head coach with a tournament victory. He died in 1994. Julian Simpson, ASU, 1979 to 1987. Though she was not the first head coach of Division I women's college basketball in Arizona, that distinction is held by Mary Littlewood, a physical education teacher who gamely guided the ASU Sun Devils in their inaugural season in 1975-1976. Simpson was the first to bring an ethos of modern professionalism to the job and reap its rewards. The starting point guard on the 1976 U.S. Olympic team, Simpson established ASU as a Pac-10 force during her eight-season run as head coach, making two NCAA Sweet 16 appearances, 1981 to 1982, 1982 to 1983. Lute Olson, UA, 1983 to 2008. With nary a hair on his nicely coiffed head ever out of place, Olson coached the Wildcats for 24 years after taking over the program in 1983. Previously, he led successful teams at Long Beach State and the University of Iowa. In his second year, Olson's squad made the NCAA tournament, beginning 23 consecutive appearances for the coach. The run included 11 Pac-10 championships, 5 Final Four appearances, and a national championship in 1997. In 2001, the McHale Center playing surface was named the Lute and Bobby Olson Court to honor the coach and his late wife. In 2002, Olson was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. He died in 2020. Happy Hour Spotlight, Wine Bars, by Leah Lemoyne, April 4th, 2024. Postino. When? Open 5 p.m. daily, happy hour. 8 p.m. to close, Monday through Tuesday, board and bottle. The Valley's OG Wine Cafe offers two separate happy hours. If you can swing an early HH, get $6 wines by the glass and pitchers of beer until 5 p.m. every day. Or go late Mondays and Tuesdays for a bruschetta board and a bottle of wine for $25 starting at 8 p.m. Multiple locations, postinowinecafe.com. Don't miss board and bottle, $25. Best deal, wine by the glass, $6. Wine Girl, when? Open through close, Monday through Wednesday. Come early in the week for this Ultra Femme Hangout signature happy hour discount. Half off select bottles of wine. Wines on tap start at $7. Wine tails are available in single servings, $13, or pitchers, $52. And delectable wood-fired pizzas start at $18. 4205 North Scottsdale Road, Scottsdale, 480-686-9077, winegirl.com. Don't miss, and best deal, select bottles of wine, 50% off. The Wine Collective of Scottsdale. When? Noon through 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Once again, early birds are rewarded with this unassuming spot's solo happy hour deal. $7 glasses of select wines. The selection skews heavily Arizonan, but there are a few fun sips from elsewhere. Plus, nibbles like marinated olives for $9 and a burrata board, $15. 4020 North Scottsdale Road, Scottsdale. 480-912-1746. the-wine-collective.com. Don't miss, and best deal, wine by the glass, $7. Cool Coastal Getaway. Discover Bahia Resort Hotel in San Diego. By the editorial staff. March 5th, 2024. Are you ready to escape the desert heat for the cool ocean breezes of San Diego? Look no further than Bahia Resort Hotel, your ultimate beach playground nestled along the picturesque shores of Mission Bay. Just a short drive from Phoenix, the Bahia Resort offers an unparalleled escape to paradise. For a limited time, the more you stay, the more you save. Stay 3 nights at the Bahia and receive 10% off. Stay 5 nights and receive 20% off. Or stay 7 nights and receive 35% off. Book online on the Bahia's website and use the special promo code for Phoenix. Experience coastal bliss. Immerse yourself in the tranquil beauty of the Bahia Resort with its lush tropical gardens, pristine beaches, and stunning views of the bay. This waterfront retreat is a sanctuary with a plethora of activities and a central location. Whether you're craving a romantic retreat, a family vacation, or a solo adventure, the Bahia promises an unforgettable experience. Unrivaled accommodations. Revel in comfort in one of the spacious 313 guest rooms or suites, each boasting its own private balcony or patio. Choose from beachfront accommodations or garden views, and customize your experience with kitchenette options for in-room cooking. With modern amenities and friendly hospitality, Bahia Resort ensures a rejuvenating stay for every guest. Endless activities. From paddleboarding and kayaking to sailing and biking along bayfront trails, Bahia Resort offers a myriad of activities to enjoy the great outdoors. Cool off in the sparkling pool. Challenge your friends to a game of beach volleyball. Book a private beach bonfire. Or simply relax on the secluded soft sandy shores. In the evening, hop aboard a Bahia Belle sternwheeler cruise, a family-friendly sightseeing voyage of Mission Bay that operates seasonally. With so much to do, every moment at Bahia Resort is filled with excitement and adventure. Culinary delights. Savor the flavors of Southern California at the Bahia's signature bayfront restaurant, Dockside 1953. Indulge in fresh seafood and mouth-watering dishes while enjoying panoramic views of Mission Bay. On weekends, Dockside 1953 boasts a waterfront brunch with made-to-order omelets, hot and cold buffet offerings, and an optional bottomless mimosa bar. For a quick bite, visit the Airstream Grab and Go Cafe and enjoy delicious meals on the go. with a variety of dining options, Bahia Resort caters to every palate and preference. A legacy of hospitality. Bahia Resort is more than just a destination. It's a family-owned hotel with a rich history rooted in hospitality. Founded by the Evans family in the early 1950s, Bahia has been welcoming guests to its shores for over 70 years. Today, the tradition of warm hospitality and personalized service continues, ensuring that every guest feels like a part of the Bahia family. Explore San Diego. While Bahia Resort offers a world of relaxation and recreation, don't miss the opportunity to explore the vibrant city of San Diego. From iconic nearby attractions like SeaWorld and Belmont Park to the historic Old Town and Balboa Park, there's something for everyone to enjoy. Book a surf lesson, visit the world-renowned San Diego Zoo, or simply stroll along the waterfront and soak in the laid-back vibe of America's finest city. Escape to San Diego and embark on a journey to paradise at Bahia Resort Hotel. With its idyllic location, family-friendly accommodations, and endless amenities, it's the perfect destination for your next vacation getaway. Visit the Bahia Resort website to learn more and start planning your coastal retreat today. You're listening to Phoenix Magazine on Sun Sounds of Arizona. I'm your volunteer reader, Casey Sheehan. Escape to a Tropical Polynesian Hideaway in San Diego by the editorial staff. March 12, 2024. Catamaran Resort Hotel and Spa offers an Aloha-inspired retreat. Welcome to the Catamaran Resort Hotel and Spa, a tropical paradise offering a taste of Hawaii on the San Diego shores. Located on Mission Bay, this hidden oasis offers a unique blend of a Polynesian-inspired setting, family-friendly amenities, and stunning waterfront views, making it the perfect getaway for those seeking an island experience without a lengthy flight. For a limited time, the more you stay, the more you save. Stay 3 nights at the catamaran and receive 10% off. Stay 5 nights and receive 20% off. Or stay 7 nights and receive 35% off. Book online at the catamaran's website and use special promo code 4PHOENIX. A tropical retreat in San Diego. From the moment you arrive at the Catamaran Resort, you'll feel as though you've been transported to the lush scenery of the South Pacific Islands. Surrounded by swaying palm trees, colorful parrots, plentiful koi ponds, and traditional Polynesian architecture, the resort creates a tranquil atmosphere that invites relaxation and rejuvenation. For the ultimate journey to wellness and serenity, book a treatment at the Catamaran Spa, San Diego's only beachfront spa, inspired by the South Pacific and Asian healing traditions. Waterfront Adventures. Nestled on the stunning waterfront of Mission Bay, the Catamaran Resort offers plenty of opportunities for aquatic adventures. Take to the gentle bay waves on a paddleboard or kayak, or simply lounge by the outdoor pool and soak up the sun. For a unique perspective, hop on the sightseeing cruise aboard the Bahia Bell stern wheeler boat for an ideal way to unwind and take in the beauty of the bay. Ocean-inspired dining. Indulge your taste buds in the flavors of Oceana Coastal Kitchen, the resort's on-site restaurant. With an abundance of sushi and fresh seafood menu items, the award-winning restaurant features a mouth-watering array of dishes crafted from locally sourced ingredients. Dine al fresco on the waterfront terrace and let the bay breezes transport you to faraway places. Guests can also enjoy Morays, a casual outdoor lounge meant for sipping Mai Tais amidst tiki torches, fire pits, and lush greenery. Authentic summer luaus. Experience the magic of a traditional Hawaiian luau in San Diego at the Catamaran Resort. With authentic performances, delicious island cuisine, and a festive atmosphere, these annual summer luaus are the perfect way to immerse yourself in Hawaiian culture without leaving the mainland. Newly renovated rooms. After a day of exploration, retreat to your own private oasis in one of the Catamaran Resort's 311 recently renovated rooms and suites. Featuring modern amenities, brand new furnishings, and breathtaking views of the Bay or Gardens, these accommodations provide the perfect blend of comfort and modern amenities for your stay. Unforgettable sunset views. As the day comes to a close, be sure to head to the shores of Mission Bay or the Pacific Ocean to witness one of nature's most breathtaking spectacles, the sunset. Upgrade your experience with a private bonfire, from the Catamaran's local partner, Bayside Bonfires, for a picture-perfect setup of beach chairs, gooey s'mores, and a cozy fire pit. A haven for relaxation and adventure. Whether you're seeking tropical relaxation or a waterfront adventure, turning your beach dreams into a reality is a short drive or flight away. So pack your bags, leave the desert behind, and escape to a tropical paradise at the Catamaran Resort on Mission Bay. Aloha awaits. Press Corps, Three Valley Restaurants Serving Smash Burgers, by Marilyn Hawks, March 7th, 2024. Crispy-edged and oh-so-satisfying, Smash Burgers are putting the hammer down on Valley Grills. Before we gnash our teeth over what makes a good Smash Burger, let's define the crucial elements of this handheld delight. A beef hamburger patty smashed on a well-seasoned griddle and flattened by a spatula until the meat becomes crispy and browned, causing what is known in food science circles as the Maillard reaction. You'll find it in spades when you bite into a double burger, $12, at Bad Jimmy's in downtown Phoenix, 108 East Pierce Street, 480-386-0129, badjimmys.com. Slinging meat at the brick-and-mortar version of his pop-up and food truck, chef owner James Piazza crowns a pair of griddled 5-ounce Arizona beef patties with American cheese, the melting cheese and smash-pressed meat mingling to create a delectable halo of caramelized crispness around the patty. Then he piles on onions rendered in beef fat and adds sliced pickles, serving the burgers between a Martin's potato roll that's toasted but somehow remains gloriously fluffy, slathered in not-so-secret sauce. Piazza's take on Thousand Island dressing made with creamy Japanese kewpie mayonnaise. Piazza says the hallmark of a good smash burger is the textural contrast of the soft bun and lacy edged burger patty. It's really simple. Less is more, he says. Biting into one of Bad Jimmy's bad boys will evoke memories of every sauce-dripping, paper-wrapped burger you ate as a kid. But better. Be sure to grab a fistful of napkins. Recently, Scottsdale's Happy's Burgers, 10435 North Scottsdale Road, 480-630-2330, happyshamburgers.com, was touted on Yelp as having the best cheeseburger in Arizona. Owner Dave Vaughn's Smash Burgers come in two sizes, Double Signature Burger, $9.95, quarter pound with cheese, and a Triple Signature Burger, $10.95, half pound with cheese, each made with custom ground Angus beef. I don't skimp on the quality of the meat, Vaughn says. He rolls the ground beef into balls and then smashes them into onion strings on the flat top grill, embedding the onions into the meat until the edges get dark and crispy. He flips the beef, adds cheese in a bun, and then covers to steam the burger. Happy's signature burgers come with shredded lettuce and pickles on the side and a selection of house-made sauces, including jalapeno ketchup, Thousand Island, or Unhappy sauce, lit up with ghost peppers. To round out the trio, we visited Chilte at the Egyptian Motor Hotel, 765 Grand Ave, Phoenix, 602-807-5226. ChiltePHX.com. Recently named to Esquire magazine's top 50 new restaurants of 2023. The eatery specializes in experimental Mexican cuisine, but also has a first-class Bestia Smashy Burger, $22, on the menu. Chef owner L.T. Smith hard grills two Wagyu ground beef patties with onions until the edges are crunchy, then tops the lot with white American cheese and house-made pickles laced with chiltepin peppers. Adding a squirt of salsa de isla, a fancy name for Chilte's spicy house-made Thousand Island dressing. To add another level of flavor, Smith brushes the deli brioche bun with local beef tallow butter. It is a classic greasy diner vibe, messy and saucy and rich, he says. Not sure you want to drop $22 on a burger? Worth it. Dining Review, El Tataki Sushi Fusion in Tempe, by Craig Gauthier, March 7th, 2024. Color us pleasantly surprised by this new Tempe location of a West Valley mini chain. Opened December 2023. Mexican sushi is the rap rock of the food world, an initially appealing hybrid that occasionally yields good stuff, but Mostly not. After a meal, I'm always asking myself the same question. How much cream cheese does a human being need to eat in one sitting? So, color me pleasantly surprised by this new Tempe location of a West Valley mini chain. Set in a vast corporate parkish restaurant space that must surely have been a Ruth's Chris in her former life, it certainly offers no shortage of cream cheese stuffed maki rolls, including one, the Cordon Bleu roll, 1875, that brazenly invites beef, chicken, bacon, avocado, and Monterey Jack to the party, but also lighter, well-phrased maki like the Senorita, $18. Essentially a shrimp tempura roll crowned with tuna and a lusty squirt of sweet, funky eel sauce. I said lighter, not light. The menu boasts no less than 50 of these clown car oddities, with alternately tasty and baffling results, plus a selection of ceviche-like aguachile, $24 to $33, various Benihana-style fried rice dishes, $12 to $15, and a legitimately great calamari tempura, $11.25, plus other standard sushi joint appetizers. Rap rock on, sushi amigos. Wildcard. Leave this pescatarian nonsense behind with ribeye aguachile, $31, one of five entrees on the grill-oriented filet menu. 1410 East Southern Ave, Tempe. 480-912-3009, eltatakisushi.com. Dining Review, Barcina in Scottsdale, by Nikki Buchanan, March 7th, 2024. Dom Reggiero's Barcina is a comfy, intimate 180 from his loud, casual fire at will. Opened 2023. Last summer, chef owner Dom Reggiero and his wife Holly closed Vanilla Gorilla, the tap room and bottle shop adjacent to their flagship restaurant, Hush Public House, and set to work putting Barcina in its place. It's a comfy, intimate 180 from the couple's loud, casual third venue, Fire at Will, which opened at Tatum and Shea Boulevards in 2022. If anything, Barcina, centered around European classics, is the most relaxed of the Ruggiero's three restaurants. A quiet date spot for sipping craft cocktails on couches or making dinner of old-school dishes given modern twists. Consider a crusty, monstrous popover, pulled apart so that its airy, pleasantly doughy insides can be slathered with cacio e pepe butter, $9. Or maybe a potato pavé, $12. A duck fat-infused square of thin, layered potatoes, fried to a crisp, then blanketed with garlicky rouille, an egg-enriched sauce, rusty with roasted red bell pepper. There's also a classic pork pâté en croûte, served with a smear of Dijon, $20. Enclosed within a tender crust and a thin layer of pork gelée, the firm, fatty meat is studded with pistachios and cranberries. Meanwhile, meltingly tender osso buco, set over Hayden Flour Mills polenta and mantled in rich sherry cream, is Italian comfort food at its best. $40. Wildcard. For dessert, one of the city's most luxurious affogatos, made with Grateful Spoon gelato and Mythic Goat Coffee Espresso. $9. 14202 North Scottsdale Road, 480-597-6526. BarcinaScottsdale.com. Drink this. Cow Soy Cowboy from Mr. Bond's Bar and Mukata. Nikki Buchanan, March 7th, 2024. Mr. Bond's wildly imaginative cocktail menu is built around common Southeast Asian ingredients. Alex and Sonny Martin, chef owners of Lam Wong, have turned the cozy space directly behind their regional Thai restaurant into a cocktail bar and mukata, a type of buffet-style restaurant devoted to DIY Thai barbecue and hot pot, so named for the grill-like device used to cook the food. The wildly imaginative Mr. Bond's cocktail menu, devised by Valley barman Dustin Doan, is built around common Southeast Asian cooking ingredients such as kefir lime, Thai basil, galangal, tamarind, and lemongrass. But there's nothing common about the drinks themselves. Named after a yellow curry noodle soup popular in Burma and northern Thailand, the Khao Soi Cowboy is a splendid example of Doan's East meets Southwest approach. Served in a green bamboo mug, the tiki-ish concoction mingles Blanco tequila with a curry cordial syrup brimming with turmeric, ginger, garlic, and chilies. Pineapple juice is added for sweetness, fresh lime for acidity, house-made salted coconut cream for silky mouthfeel, and a spoonful of kapi, fermented shrimp paste, for depth, complexity, and umami. Finally, the drink is garnished with pineapple and a tangle of crispy noodles, which happens to be the traditional topper for the classic curry dish that inspired it, taking this funky cowboy to a new frontier. $17, Mr. Bond's Bar and Mukata, 218 East Portland Street, Phoenix, 480-685-3636, MrBonds.com. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's episode of Phoenix Magazine. As always, I've been your volunteer reader, Casey Sheehan. Be sure to stay tuned for more great programming here on Sun Sounds of Arizona.